The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, Chris Myers. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Oh, yes, it's Texans Late Night. Good evening, everybody. Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu with you during an off weekend for the Texans with that Thursday night game now in the rearview mirror. And we look forward to the Jacksonville game, which is 1 week from tomorrow. So a rare weekend off.
So Sunday off. Are you going to go watch a movie or shopping?
I'm probably going to watch professional football. I mean, I'm thinking that NFL is
a nice way to take a break from professional football.
That's how I roll. I take a break by watching more NFL football. I can't help it. Come on. It's going to be on. You know what I mean?
It is fun to watch it when you can just watch it. You don't have to analyze it and you don't have any emotions involved in it.
Oh, I still have emotions because I'll be rooting for all the teams I want to see lose and, you know. No matter what happens, I have the eagle eye on that sort of thing.
You need to watch an NFC matchup.
Yeah, that might help. That might help, actually.
De-stress, well, yes.
It's a time for rest, and it's a time to get over some injuries for the players because every NFL team has them. In fact, Bill O'Brien recently pointed this out, how every NFL team suffers from injuries, including some coaches.
I'm dealing with an injury. I got on the treadmill the other day, put it at 9, thought I was 22 years old again, and rip my hamstring. I feel like a fool. So we're all dealing with injuries, coaches and players alike.
You know, I'm going to call that an alleged injury for Coach O'Brien because he's moving around pretty well for a guy who ripped a hammy.
He's probably not in football shape. You know, you can walk around with a strained hammy. I hate it when that happens, by the way.
She said it, not me, okay?
Not in football shape,
You don't think he's in football shape, huh?
He would probably say that. I don't even need to say that. He'd probably say he's not in football shape. All right, well, I mentioned shopping. I might do a little bit of that. I love to do that in my free time. And speaking of shopping and nice clothes, Arian Foster made his debut in style.
What is that?
A few weeks ago. That's an Indian tunic.
Is that legit? Like the real thing?
It is. I asked him. I said, where did you get that? So he had someone
send
it to
him. Look at everybody else and look at him.
But you know what? I like that he goes outside the box. And it's very comfortable, actually.
Arian.
And that's Arian for you. I think that that's just what he does. But,
so contrast that.
We've had some interesting fashion statements over the years.
Oh.
There's the Ben Jones camouflage vest matching suitcase matching tie matching hat look.
This is perfect.
Which is also very Ben Jones.
You have Arian in the tunic, right? And you have Ben Jones in that.
And we have one of Vince, too. Big Vince. This is so Vince. The black on black slimming.
That's three.
No tie, very relaxed, the black shades.
Three consecutive outfits that I cannot pull off, okay? I mean, there's
You're
no
good
chance.
Like you. I think you should just do you.
You know, you got to be yourself,
all
right?
You just got to be you.
And if we ever get Arian in this studio, I vote that we have a sitar player in the corner, okay,
I can make that happen.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
It won't be
stuff.
Me, but yeah, I can make that happen. I think we should also maybe some yoga mats.
Yeah.
Get rid of the chairs.
Good idea. All right, so even though it's a weekend off, obviously everyone's still on social media talking Texans and that kind of thing. Well, last week we noticed something that was very strange in social media, maybe strange to some at the very least. This is our Pump the Brakes moment presented by Brake Check. And check this photo out of a woman who has a J.J. Watt tattoo.
So lifelike.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what part of her body is that?
A leg and arm.
Looks like
probably the
calf. Right, so there's J.J. Does it really look that much like J.J. to you?
I like that she tweeted, I am beyond speechless, because those are my exact words. I am also beyond speechless.
Boy.
Look at the twinkle in his eye. How do they even do that? It looks so lifelike.
Has JJ reached back out to Kimberly now about this? And by the way, Kimberly, we're making you famous tonight with this.
Super famous.
Or infamous with this JJ Watt tattoo. I love that kind of passion for your Houston Texans, by the way.
I do too, but I mean, that's permanent. That's a big permanent tattoo on your leg.
If you ever don't like JJ anymore, what if he goes to another team or something? You put a mustache and you make it somebody else. I don't know what you do.
You turn it into something else.
Yeah.
Well,
we have Chris Myers on the show.
Yeah, coming up, we've got Chris Myers. And something Chris Myers is famous for.
What's that?
Would You Rather. And we have this week's Would You Rather presented by Wingstop.
Would you rather be a wizard or a ninja?
Wizard. I'm going to put a spell on somebody. That's too much action. That's too much. I'm going to get tired. I'm just... Done.
A wizard or a ninja? A ninja.
I'd rather be a wizard. I feel like I could have magical powers to make myself anything if I'm a wizard.
Well, I don't know really what a wizard does. I mean,
ninja. Because I still like to keep the combative part a part of it, so I'd rather be a ninja.
Oh, I guess a ninja, since Antonio used to be always so big on it.
A wizard. Ninja is too much work. Wizards have just magic, and I think some of them can fly as well, probably.